Over in Japan, they don't have near the problem that we have here in America as far as breast cancer is concerned. Number one reason is they're taking in 10 times the amount of fish that we do here in America. What's causing the cholesterol and the problems and the breast cancers that we're seeing is the high saturated fat diets that we're consuming here in the United States. And then we say, okay, so we're not going to eat fats, but we're not watching and putting in context what those fats are. Olive oil, which is one of the best fats you can take in, avocados, high fat, it's extremely good for your system. Fish oil, extremely good for your system. But what happens is, okay, so now the fat content goes up on the little radar screen called the label. And we have not learned how to read labels properly. And so we're going to say, oh, nope, I'm not doing fats. So we go find foods, mostly processed, and they literally extract the oils out of these foods. They'll stay on the shelf a whole lot longer, but they replace the fat with more sugar and chemicals. And those omega-3s are the very thing that are going to protect our bodies, not just for women with breast cancer, but for the cholesterol problem. It's an easy supplement to take. But I have even had people, especially women, say to me, I looked at my omega-3 vitamins and I looked at how much fat was in it. Well, that's exactly it. Oil is fat. Exactly. But it is a good fat. And actually, your body will be able to utilize it and burn it so completely that it does not pile up as belly fat within your system. And it'll actually help you to burn that. Sugar, on the other hand, which is what they usually supplement when they pull the fat out, will turn to belly fat. So in a society that's switched from regular to low fat and no fat, why are we constantly dealing with obesity problems? Because we've taken out the very thing our body needs to fight and to do what it needs to do and keep us strong and keep us healthy. We've exchanged it for sugar, which is what we're trying to get people off of, to go from, you know, that 180 pounds of sugar that we're consuming in the course of a year. You know, again, I just go back to that, you know, look for your olive oil. You can use the canolas, coconut oil. Find the good fats. Eat the good fats and stop worrying so much about what that label says, because most of your label reading is going to be processed. The minute you go more processed, that's when you're going to have the problem. Not necessarily by using the raw product itself when you are building it from scratch.